Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I don't think so either. I think this is fair game. Yeah, we're not gonna let this one. We're not gonna let this one go.
I keep the ends out for the tide that's by. Because you're mine, I won't lie. I find it very, very easy to be
true.
I find myself.
Joe Biden is really concerned about another toilet paper shortage. He's hoarding it all. He's got a whole entire wing of the White House dedicated to just mass quantities of toilet paper. Oh my gosh. All right, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. And yeah, we're having a laugh at Joe Biden's expense because, well, his butt's been wiped. So he's really excited about that. And he can't help but share that information with the media for whatever reason. He's just so excited, and he just walks right up to the media and just shouts it right in their face. I mean, talk about a psycho. I mean, honestly, there's some wild stuff that happens in Austin these days with just some of the, you know, crackheads and stuff that walk around. That's like crackhead behavior in downtown Austin. Like some drugged out vagrant like approaches you and yells how his butt's been wiped because he's got like, you know, crap just plastered onto his underwear that he's been wearing for days. Oh yeah, there's Hunter Biden smoking crack at 9 a.m. on a phone call, on a business phone call. Hunter Biden smoking crack at 9 a.m. on a business phone call. And by the way, this was post dental surgery after he rotted his teeth out with crack and Parmesan cheese smoking. So this is post-dental surgery. He's still smoking the crack. Hey, can you imagine? You are such a crackhead that, I mean, and everything in the world is given to you. Why should you need crack? You could just spend the rest of your life riding around on the ocean in a Sea-Doo or a yacht, and you decide to rot your teeth out with crack. And even after that, he still can't put the pipe down. Yes, but don't worry. He's going to be a self-made man now that he's selling his artwork to secret buyers. Not political influence, though. That's not what's going on, guys. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. I wonder if you actually did like a trace element like research into the paints in Hunter Biden's art. Do you think you'd find crack in there? Think there's maybe a little cocaine? Look at the New York Times just sucking up to this criminal family. There's a new artist in town. The name is Biden. Hunter Biden, his name forever linked to crack cocaine. Oh, wait, no, I misread that. I'm sorry. This is the New York Times. Hunter Biden, his name forever linked to President Trump's impeachment. That doesn't even make sense. What? Excuse me. When you think about the fake impeachment of Trump, how many times did they try it? 3 times and failed? 0 for 3? Was that the one? Do you think Hunter Biden, when you think Democrats failed impeachment of Trump? Like, where do they even make that connection? They're losing their minds. Hunter Biden says, painting is literally keeping him sane after years of addictions and poor choices. Painting is keeping him sane. God, this criminal Biden family just cannot stop lying, can they? They cannot stop lying. And it's, you know, and honestly, what the Bidens are doing to their father right now is disgusting, and it's elderly abuse. The Biden family should not even have let him run for president. But They know when he's in the White House that the money is coming in and they can sell political influence and only 10% for the big guy. So they're like, hey, let Joe embarrass himself on the national stage. At least we're going to get rich in the process.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality, durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Stole the election for criminal Joe Biden. All right. We'll give it a rest. But, I mean, somebody's got to do this. Somebody's got to play this clip over and over again because, I mean, it's just, it's reaching such a point with Biden. And by the way, like, for example, last week, Biden had the town hall. Nobody even watched it because it's totally worthless. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't even run the White House. He doesn't even run his own life. And so nobody tunes in. But I mean, you could sit here and you could go back and you could watch the last town hall and he's fumbling and bumbling and stuttering and stammering and saying things that literally don't even make sense. Sentences that you couldn't even diagram. He would fail an English lit class. Right now, he would fail a speech class right now. And then meanwhile, Trump came out and had a great speech. I guess it was it Saturday? I believe it was Saturday. The headline at InfoWars.com, radicals are seizing power. Donald Trump warns of communism in the U.S. Now, here's part of the problem. And again, I mean, this is just the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump's speeches and moments don't have near the gravity they used to because he let them steal the election from him. And, you know, I explained this on the War Room, but I understand there's, you know, maybe not all of a crossover audience here. And so I'll just briefly explain this again. Donald Trump had a choice on, I mean, really, he probably made the decision on January 6th, or he consciously decided before January 6th. But he was threatened with the corrupt leaders of the military. He was threatened by Pelosi. They all threatened him. The entire anti-American criminal cabal in Washington, D.C. Everybody knew they stole the election, folks. Give me a break. You don't think Pelosi behind the scenes is bragging about how they stole it? You don't think Millie and Honoré are bragging behind the scenes about how they beat President Trump. So Donald Trump had a choice. He could have stayed in the White House. He knows he won. Everybody knows he won. But the Democrats and the Democrats in the military threatened war. And they told Donald Trump, if you don't leave, we're gonna launch a war. We'll launch a civil war. We'll launch a world war. We'll launch some sort of war, and we'll blame you. So Trump had to make a decision. Now, they could have been bluffing. Maybe they could have pulled it off. Who knows? But basically, Trump had to make a decision is, do I really want to stay in the White House to try to defeat this election theft at the risk of them starting a war? Or should I just leave and hope that America sees how corrupt this is and hope that we can actually have a real election in the future so that this never happens again? That's what went on between November, what was it, 3rd or 6th or whatever. Basically, that's what went on from the time they stole the election to January 6th to January 21st. The top generals all sold out this country. All the top Democrats all sold out this country. Some of the top Republicans all sold out this country. And they all told Trump, you better leave this White House or there will be a war. And we will blame you. And he'd been through it enough. You know, maybe 4 years ago, he would have called their bluff and said, you can't do that. But he saw what the media did to him. He saw what the media did to him for 5 years, and he realized that, wow, they really can do whatever the hell they want. Doesn't matter how big the lie. Doesn't matter how big the, false narrative. Doesn't matter how obvious it all is. They really can do it. They can make up anything, and they'll get people to go along with it, and the entire media will go along with it. Wow. So he learned, like, you know, okay, well, it's like he said, it's worse. He says it's worse than I ever thought it would be. And he knew it was bad, but it worse than he ever thought it would be. What does that mean? Worse than he ever thought it would be. What does that mean? That means, folks, our top military generals have sold us out. Why do you think you had a Navy ship dock last summer for COVID? And then as soon as that Navy ship docked, the Chinese Navy moved into the South China Seas more than they ever had before. Do you think that's a coincidence, folks? Do you really think that's a coincidence? And do you really think it was all about COVID when after they docked and the media got a hold of the story, you had the thousands of members on the ship all out on the deck, shoulder to shoulder, clapping and cheering that they were no longer at sea? Do you really think that that's a coincidence, folks? Our military has sold us out, ladies and gentlemen. And it's sad to say that because some of the best Americans are in the military. Some of the greatest among us are amongst the rank and file in the military. But the leaders have sold us out. And it reached a point under Obama where you weren't even going to be appointed to a head military position unless you were willing to sell out the United States of America. And now they've reached another critical mass of you have to be gay, you have to be woke, you have to be liberal, you have to be progressive, you have to hate America if you want to get into the top ranks of the military. And they're going for an absolute purge of any Trump supporters or any patriots in the military. And they've already got their database inside the military with Milley and Honore and the rest of them to start purging Trump supporters, or at least make sure they don't get any promotions. And yeah, that's why you see the new propaganda marketing campaigns from the CIA and the military and everything, where you're like, you think you just watched some sort of liberal woke cartoon, not a military ad, because that's what it is now. It's all about bringing in the most radicalized leftists to be in the military so that they can turn the military gay and just basically stand down the military from an invasion at the southern border, from the Chinese building military bases in the South China Sea, and really from ever having a true, strong U.S. military ever again. So, yeah, you got to understand, the Democrat Party, which is probably mostly run by the Chinese Communist, has infiltrated everything. The media, the healthcare professions, the military, and they are doing everything in their ability and power to sabotage this country. It's treason. And I don't know how much more time we have left to save this thing before the Democrats completely destroy everything that keeps this country strong and surviving. And there's one of the
lead examples. There's one of the lead dogs right there, one of the biggest treasonous individuals of all time, Barack Hussein Obama. Corrupted our military and sold our military out to the highest bidder and put individuals like Honoré in there who were running the gun confiscation in New Orleans. And people in the military know this is going on, folks, and they don't know what to do because they're forced to take all this indoctrination teachings. I mean, what are you going to do? You're on the Navy ship, and the corrupt admiral or whoever it is, like, we're docking because of COVID. And then as soon as they dock, whoop, here comes the Chinese military on the back end, moving right into the South China Seas, right on time. Navy ships crashing into one another, Navy ships just being lit on fire. Yeah, your military is under attack, ladies and gentlemen, and the top military brass are doing it. And the Democrat Party is allied with the Chinese to destroy the United States of America. It's all happening right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon.
We're back here at InfoWars. Live in the InfoWars World Headquarters at the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in this week. Alex on vacation. I'm sure we'll be hearing a little bit from Alex, but I hope he just enjoys his trip. I want to let you know here before I get into the rest of this news. Gerald Celente taking over in the fourth hour today. I'll be back on the War Room, God willing. And I wanted to let you know about the big sales we have happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So that you can help fund us and keep us on the air. You know, there's stories that are developing right now that no one else will cover, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody else will cover except InfoWars, and you know that. And that's why we need to be on air. Here are some of the options for the big sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The brand new hair and beard support formula at an introductory price of $24.95. Brand new at InfoWarsStore.com. Our other new supplement, the Greens Fiber Capsules, Total Amino Acid Supercharger. That's still on sale at an introductory price of $19.95. We have Winter Sun Plus, the vitamin D supplement, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off. And you may say, hey, wait, why do you have all these different sleep supplements? Well, I like all of them because I like to rotate them in and out, just to kind of keep my body guessing. It helps me use them to get asleep without getting too tolerant of them. But they're all great. Try each one. Try the one when it's on sale. Try the other one when it's on sale. But they all work for me. They're all great. You know, everybody knows. I think, you know, a lot of people are having problems sleeping for many different reasons now. But the sleep support supplements at InfoWarsStore.com have been a big help for me in my life. The Alexa Pure Pro, 10% off. We've got the water filters and the air filters. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. We have our privacy pouches are 50% off right now. Put your phone in that if you want to stop being spied on and tracked and traced by the government. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. And we do still have our storable food supplies on sale right now as well, 10% off of those. So take advantage of all those big sales and specials at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Let's get into some of these news headlines here. InfoWars headline. Germany, vaccinated, will have more freedom as unvaxxed banned from cinemas and restaurants. Oh, but you know, it's not mandatory. You just have to be a prisoner in your own house until you take the vaccine. See, it's not mandatory. We love you. And then they came for the students. Unvaccinated will not be able to attend lectures. That's, again, in the UK. But, hey, come on, man. We're not tyrants. This isn't authoritarianism. It's freedom. You're just a prisoner until you take our experimental vaccine. Yes, yes. Nothing to see here. Relax, good slave. You have Fauci on CNN over the weekend. Why is that rat not in jail yet? Huh. I'm still trying to figure that out. How is Anthony Fauci not in jail yet? That's a question for the time, isn't it? This is under active consideration. I am part of the discussion. Dr. Fauci says masks
Mask mandates may come back, even for vaccinated Americans. Oh, yes, because, as I explained in the first hour, they're running the exact same playbook, the exact same play that they ran a year ago. Drum up the fear, make you wear a mask, tell you hospitals are overwhelmed, except the conclusion to this is going to be mandated vaccines. So again, the FDA has been completely silent on this issue as far as I could see. So I'm not going to be holding my breath, hoping that the FDA finally actually wants to help Americans from deadly drugs. But I guess there's still a chance of that. But as soon as the FDA approves any of the vaccines, boom, Biden will sign an executive order mandating them. Fauci will be going back on every television station 24/7 telling you how great it is and to take it. And, you know, I don't know what will really happen at that point. I don't know how they plan on enforcing it. I don't think they'll go door to door. I really don't, because that would be, there's just no way they want to light that powder keg. And I think it's going to become a private market issue at that point. Because, again, how are they actually going to enforce the mandated vaccines? I don't think they're dumb enough to start going door to door. Maybe they are. I don't think the military will take place. I don't think the military would like to do that, even with all the corrupt top brass that they have. The average rank and file military is going to say, F you, man. I'm not forcing Americans to take a vaccine. You shove it. And then they'll probably be faced with punishment. But you watch, there'll be heroes that stand up. And then they're not going to have the police do it, too. The police don't want to do it either. They don't have enough brainwashed leftist douchebags in the military or in the police to actually roll that tyranny out. So, yeah, they may send some hapless, weak-minded American to your door in a vest to tell you to take a vaccine, but that's not going to go well. And so maybe, though, that's what they want, is for one of them to get shot or something, and then they'll declare some sort of martial law, or then they'll send gun squads or the UN to your door with a vaccine. So be on the lookout for that. That could be a really dangerous situation, but this is all pending the FDA approval. Megalomaniac Anthony Fauci argues unvaccinated people are going to cause the virus to mutate into deadly new variant. Boy, that might be the biggest lie he has ever told. That might be the biggest lie he has ever told. Again, why Anthony Fauci is not in a jail cell right now is the great question of our day. Everybody knows vaccines cause the mutations. I mean, look at that. That's even NPR headline. Vaccines could drive the evolution of more COVID-19 mutants. That is such old science and such known fact in the medical community. Again, the fact that Anthony Fauci comes out and says that unvaccinated are going to cause the mutations is such a whopper of a lie. It just shows you this guy's in total panic. It just shows you that this guy is doing anything he can right now to save face. Or maybe he is being such a puppet right now that he has to do anything he's told. So they say, Fauci, go on TV. Big pharmaceutical companies that own Dr. Fauci, they own his ass. They say, Fauci, go on TV and tell people that the unvaccinated are causing these mutations, even though every doctor knows it's the vaccinated people causing the mutations. And the perfect case in point, for example, is Israel, where they had the leading vaccination rate in the world, and they had the highest rate of the quote-unquote Delta variant, which they still haven't even isolated, so who knows even what type of lies they're making up about the Delta variant. But again, the fact that Anthony Fauci goes on TV and tells you that whopper of a lie says that this guy knows that he's in big trouble.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train
back to the west. This is an official tweet from the World Economic Forum. Sleep.
So what kind of planning goes into ensuring that the yearly World Economic Forum event at Davos runs smoothly? For one, he began to speak. He said, thousands of young people are flown in to help cater to the attendees' needs behind the scenes.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at this. I mean, good God. The world is run by pedophile creeps, man. And they are coming for your kids, boy. Woo! This is sick, sick stuff, my friends. Sick, disgusting, despicable, twisted, sordid stuff. I don't know, man. I gotta be honest. I'm beginning to spend some of my nights meditating, wondering if there really is no turning this around. It was never meant to be turned around. And we just have to try to keep our souls pure and just try to abstain from all this evil as much as we can, and just pray that before it comes to our front door to enslave us and rape us and torture us, that Jesus comes back for final justice. Because, I mean, for God's sakes, you've got Joe Biden for years running around the White House molesting children, okay, on C-SPAN. And then he comes out, he can't even think anymore. He's the president of the United States. And, I mean, I'm not going to play the joke again, but, again, on one day, he comes out of nowhere, and he runs up to a media gaggle and says, "I don't drink children's blood." And then the next day, he runs up to a media gaggle and says, "I wiped my butt." Man, oh, man. But, let's take a look at this. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. Let's bring it back up here. Just, you know, maybe this will get you, maybe this will give you an idea of where we're at. And by the way, tip of the hat to Greg Reese, who was ahead of all of this. And now I'm noticing a bunch of mainstream people that aren't banned everywhere like we are starting to put this out there, too. And Greg broke it first. Greg Reese did. But no. It's the 10 stages of genocide. Greg Reese filed an excellent report about a month or so ago, breaking down the 10 stages of genocide and where we're at right now. And again, now I'm seeing kind of mainstream people or verified people on Twitter that haven't been banned are starting to put this out too. And I'm not going to go through the whole breakdown like Greg Reese did. You can go watch his video if you want. But what stage are we at? Persecution, that's stage 8. Beginning of murders, they murdered Ashley Babbitt, they've murdered police officers, they've murdered people during their Black Lives Matter rallies, so the murders are already happening, a lot of charges get dropped. Theft of property, they raid Roger Stone's house, they raid Rudy Giuliani's house, they raid Trump people's workers' houses. Trial massacres, well, just look at what's going on with January 6th. Total political persecution, and they're not even allowed bail or let out of jail. That's stage 8 of the 10 stages of genocide. Do you want to know the 9th stage? Do you want to know what comes next, folks? Extermination. Wholesale elimination of the group. So, you know, back in the 1940s, that was the Jews. Now it's American patriots. It is extermination and not murder because the people are not considered human. Ah, and that's why in stage 4 they dehumanize you, which is what they've been doing to American patriots and Trump supporters for years now. So what are we really dealing with? Are we dealing with humans at all? Are we not wrestling with flesh and blood, but indeed demon spirits from another realm that aren't even human at all and never were? Is this all just a big test, a big simulation by God to see who's ready to move on to the next level and who's not? Because let me tell you, as extreme as this may seem to be talking about here, and as extreme as it may be to have this soak in and think about this, this is real, folks, and it's happened throughout human history. And really the biggest, most recent example is obviously the Nazis and the Jews. But it's been going on longer than that, whether it's the Chinese communists and Mao Zedong, or whether it's Pol Pot in Cambodia, or Lenin or Stalin. I mean, you can go on and on. It's always the same 10 stages of genocide. And right now in America, it's the Democrat Party, and they are on stage 8, persecution, one stage away from extermination, one stage away from total mass murder. And really, they're already beginning that stage with the vaccines. But that's not going to be their real extermination. That's just kind of the soft rollout of it to begin it. Now, as if that's not eye-opening and powerful enough, I want you to take a look at some Nazi propaganda from the 1940s compared to some Democrat propaganda from the modern day. And if you guys want to do a doc cam or try to pull that up on the screen. So here you have on the left is Nazi propaganda. This is on the cover of magazines in Germany in the 1940s. And it's a maggot And it says that that's the Jews, that the Jews are maggots, and they put the Jewish star on the maggot. They say Jews are maggots, and that's stage four of the 10 stages of genocide to dehumanize your enemy. On the right, you see Democrat propaganda where it shows that Trump supporters are maggots. And folks, it's like the exact same artist drew it, or that the artist that drew the MAGA maggot copied right off the Nazis magazine from 1940. I mean, it's the exact same maggot. They just put a hat on it and changed the color because the other one's in black and white. Pretty incredible, right? Pretty eye-opening right there. Here's another one. Here's more Nazi propaganda from the 40s where it shows a Jewish rabbi covered in bugs and maggots, like he's a disgusting person. And then here is Democrat propaganda with the same thing, saying the unvaccinated person is basically just a disease, a disgusting individual, and it's the same thing. So whether it's Trump supporters or unvaccinated people, it's the Democrat Party, it's the mainstream media dehumanizing you, labeling you a maggot, labeling you a disease, so that they can come in for stage nine and exterminate you. Well, what do you do with the maggot outbreak? You exterminate it. What do you do with a disease-riddled outbreak? You exterminate it. That's why the mainstream media propaganda and the Democrat Party are labeling you maggots, labeling you a disease, so they can come exterminate you, and they will have the cultural modern-day clearance to do so because the mainstream media will support it. The Democrat Party will support it, and this is the buildup that they've been having for years to get to this point. So I don't know when they'll get to stage nine. I don't know when they'll start their mass extermination, but if the story of Ashley Babbitt is not indicative of how easy they'll be able to get away with it, I don't know what is. Remember, you had Black Lives Matter protesters kill Officer David Dorn. Media didn't care. You had Antifa kill an individual in Portland. Media didn't care. You had Antifa kill an individual in Denver. Media didn't care. You had a police officer murder Ashley Babbitt on camera in cold blood. Media didn't care. We still don't know officially the name of that officer. People are reporting the name is Mike Byrd. And you did have an individual from the government say that he was on the scene, but they didn't confirm that he pulled the trigger. But nonetheless, they got away with all that murder. The media didn't raise an eyebrow. The media didn't make a peep about it. The media supported it and covered it up and said it was a good thing. So if you really think it's that far-fetched for this corrupt political party known as the Democrats and their cohorts in the media and their cohorts in the health care industry, in the medical industry, if you really think it's that far-fetched for them to begin mass murdering people and get away with it, you better take a look at human history, and you better even take a look at recent history, because it's coming.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shoot you up with something that's gonna kill you deader than a hammer.
They have sexual rituals, some of the most ancient Egyptian rituals, where they believe they are possessed by entities, basically space aliens.
This is war. You bet it's war. And it's the American people against you. You're the threat to America. You are who we're at war with.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child.
What do I do, Lord?
Corrupt them all.
A Secretary of State that had gay sex.
And now,
hundreds of times in coffins, wallowing in feces.
Joe Biden has just announced all doctors working in the Department of Veteran Affairs will be mandated to get the vaccine. Violation of the Nuremberg Code? Arrest him immediately. But we don't live in a land of the law anymore, do we? We don't live in a land of justice anymore, do we? We live in a land of one-sided justice, Democrat Party rule. Yet you don't think they're running an extermination campaign? You're about to find out, my friends. And it's going to be a bumpy, bumpy ride. So, people will resist this. The media will bury that. But that's what's going to happen. Yes, you are on stage 8, and they are quickly moving to stage 9.
in the 10 stages of genocide. And the Democrat Party and the left are in it for political purposes because they just want to murder their enemies. But the globalists, the real power players on top of this, are eugenicists who are in it for population control and just want to get the human population on planet Earth down. So there's multiple different fronts to this, and that is where it's all going. Mass genocide. Don't worry, Dr. Fauci is here to kill you. Because there's too many humans on Earth, and we're causing global warming, don't you know? Even though now most governments around the world admit that they manipulate the weather intentionally. In fact, one of the crew members sent me an entire website in Texas that's dedicated to them explaining how they manipulate the weather. Yay. They just spray lithium and barium and all these different things into the atmosphere, and they call it cloud seeding. But hey, you bring that up, you're called a conspiracy theorist, even though it's official government policy. And in Russia and in China and in Dubai, they all brag about their man-made weather machines. But, you know, there's no... But the man-made global warming is from you driving a car, don't you see? Don't you see? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, well, this is my final segment before Gerald Celente takes over. I'll be back hosting the War Room. I'll probably take a lot of calls. But let me try to hit the rest of these headlines. I should have gotten to this major news story today from Reuters. Facebook and tech giants to target attacker manifestos, far-right militias, and database, and it's the same thing. Oh, we're just targeting white supremacists. Excuse me. guys, this is actually out of control now. I can't sit here. So we're going to have to adjust cameras. Good thing it's the last segment. Okay, guys, you got to play a clip or something. Just play something.
Enough already. Get the hook. President Biden isn't fit to serve, and everybody knows it. In fact, polls have revealed that half of the country doesn't even think Biden is in charge.
Thank you. Every time I hear that, I wonder when he's coming.
The first time I walked downstairs and they played Hail to the Chief, I wonder, where is he?
Sometimes you can't even make out what he's saying.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, would follow through the exact opposite. We have a whole group of lawyers who are going out to every polling, every voter registration physician in the states.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious. That's
and it isn't just painful for Americans to watch. It is disturbing for people all over the world.
And then this incoherent rambling about men on the moon and aliens. Listen to this embarrassing diatribe.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you see, no, it works. Or you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
Man on the moon. Oh.
Even his lapdogs at CNN called him out on his lies.
President Joe Biden did a CNN town hall in Milwaukee, and he kept busting out big stats to make his point. Except some of those facts and figures just weren't true.
Ronny Jackson, the former White House doctor who served for both former President Obama and President Trump, said that he believes Biden is suffering a cognitive decline and won't serve his full term.
This is not a laughing matter anymore. I've been saying this ever since he was candidate Biden. And, you know, we have to know what's going on at this particular point. It's sad. What a bunch of hypocrites. You showed on TV, we had the far left, the liberal mainstream media, all the self-appointed elites in academic medicine demanding that President Trump have a cognitive test just because they didn't like the nature of his tweets, not because of any cognitive issues whatsoever. Now they're completely ignoring this, and it's sad. We're being tested, just like you said, every day we're being tested, whether it's Iran or China or Hamas or Russia, whatever it is. We're being tested on the national and global stage every single day, and he's failing miserably. The White House has been transformed from a symbol of power and authority into what looks like, at this particular point, an assisted living facility.
It is a nightmare scenario, but would a President Harris be worse than the half a year we have endured with Joe Biden?
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
Kamala wouldn't even know where to begin as president. She would essentially be a lame duck and usher in a backlash of conservatism as Republicans overwhelmingly take the House and Senate in 2022.
White nationalist extremism from Pittsburgh to Charleston to Orlando is a threat to the country we love and should be considered a national security priority.
Black Lives Matter has been the most significant agent for change within the criminal justice system, because it has been a counterforce to the force within the system that is so grounded in status quo and in its own traditions.
Whoever Kamala chooses wouldn't stack up to the compromised, corrupt, dementia-riddled national security threat occupying the Oval Office right now. As the once thriving U.S. economy is dismantled, our borders are overrun by COVID-infected refugees stagnating post-pandemic recovery, and our culture and future generations are poisoned by Marxist ideology.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
It is inevitable. Joe Biden has to go. John Bound reporting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for that interruption. We just had a little issue here in the studio. It's no problem. So I'm just going to have to hold on to those news stories that are important to cover, and I'll just cover them coming up on the War Room here in just over an hour. Jill Salenti is about to take over here in the fourth hour, and I'll be back. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible. Big specials happening. Get the Survival Shield X2 right now, 40% off. If you have trouble sleeping at night, we have the solution. We have the best sleep aids at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the Knockout, 50% off, whether it's the Down and Out, 50% off, or any of the other great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. They're things that will help you in your life. Or if it's getting up in the morning with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee that helped me get through the broadcast today, and will probably help me get through broadcast number 2 coming up in an hour. Gerald Salenti takes over on the Alex Jones Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.